Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Power Starts Your Day. We're here to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And that is for you to build a big business. Now, I along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, what you want to do is you want to share this call. We have been talking about some very, very, very powerful topics that are life changing, how to break your financial glass ceiling. Many people, you know, they're stagnant financially. And so what they can do, just like you did, they can dial in at 602-753-1848, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. Now, thus far, we've had a few other episodes that you want to go back and listen to. This is compounding learning. I always like to do a really short review, but I can't go all deep into what we talked about before. You want to know that spiral learning, like meaning you learn one concept and you add it to another, then you add it to another, is how things begin to stick with you. It's how these are concepts that you'll become. It's not just you know about them, you'll become them. And now you'll be able to have success over and over and over and over. You know, in network marketing, we have to be very clear that this is all about leadership and duplication. And so when you begin to learn concepts, or really more, let's go to the next level, principles. These are laws that will work even if you don't know about them. We have to have reinforcement. You got to hear it over and over and over again. And so all I can tell you is that this has been really, really good, so enlightening, and it has been right on time. How to break your financial glass ceiling? Well, what is that? These are the invisible barriers. This is the part that most people don't really get. You're hearing it, but you're not really getting it. That hinders people from their next stage or their next level of advancement. Now, you can see this, but it's not reached. Because there are people, places, things that are literally participating in the glass ceiling where they feel, they'll see you going too far, too quick. It doesn't matter. They're hindering you, whether it's from your age, whether it's gender, race, color, creed, religion, all these different things. And you can be qualified, you can be deserving, and the biggest person that creates these glass ceilings are ourselves. You're smarter than a fifth grader. You've even led even in your corporate positions. But once you get in network marketing, something starts happening. You start feeling clumsy. You start feeling unqualified. You start feeling undeserving. But I need you to know that in network marketing, we do not participate in glass ceilings. You have to say, I will not participate in a glass ceiling. We operate in free enterprise. That is a theme for this whole deal of breaking the glass ceiling. And I'm going to tell you, when you get this, you're going to start earning in this season more than you've ever earned in your entire life. You're going to start earning more. The precepts. And when we do the prelude to our training every day, you got to go back and say, why is she saying that again? Why is she saying that again? Why is she saying that again? Well, it's not actually me. It's not actually me. It's what God wants you to know about Him, what's available to you that you have not yet gained access access to because you don't understand his precepts. You don't understand his principles. And I'm not talking about know them. I'm not talking about recite them. Understanding to the level where you will do it. So we got to go to the Lord each and every day about this, right? And this is going to line up for where we're trying to go. If God is the one who gives us the power to gain wealth, according to Deuteronomy 8 and 18, that means that in order for you to achieve the wealth that was designed for you before you were formed in your mother's womb, you got to connect with, partner with, acknowledge God as the source. There are multiple sources of wealth, but there's other things that come attached with it. Understand that. You can choose whichever source you want, but he is the ultimate source. So we got to go to him on this morning. And for you to know, you say, where are we going to be coming out of today? It's Proverbs 27 and 17. Yes, your circle does count. Proverbs 27 and 17, you can turn to that and be ready for us to read it together. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. For you made this day, and we're joyous and we're glad for it. We are operating in the land of the living. That means that it's still work to be done here on earth. Dear Lord, as we come to you petitioning, as your people seeking, hungering, and thirsting after your word, not just after what you can do for us, but what we can do for you, what we can do for your people, what we can do for your kingdom. We're thanking you right now that your Holy Spirit is illuminating your people who are opening up to the truth. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, for the signs, wonders, and miracles that's going to be happening in people's households and their finances even now as we get the understanding. You said, in all that getting, get understanding. And we're seeking that understanding so now we can put our faith to work. The more we understand, the higher our faith is, and that work doesn't seem like work. It's serving you and your people. As we begin to understand that we all play a part in each other's success, we will know that we're much stronger together than we are divided, and that we must strengthen each other, sharpen each other. As we're doing that, oh dear Lord, we ask that you'll be in the midst, that our minds will stay on Christ, not the things of the world. We come up against any of those spirits that destroy your people's success. The greed, the hunger for things that are not of you. We're thanking you that we're being released and unbound from them even now. We seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So now as we go into the word, and then you can understand, Proverbs 27 and 17, breaking glass ceiling. You got to think about who has the weapons to break these glass ceilings. We know that these ceilings, they're invisible, but they're real. They're spiritual, starts in the spiritual, and then it goes into the natural world, what we see. Everything that has ever been created started from first things that we cannot see. And that's why it blindsides people. That's why it catches people by surprise. They don't even understand. I'm operating in this box. Because I've been taught so for so many years, so much such that I can't even believe the possibility of taking my spot at the top. I don't even believe I deserve it. See, a lot of times it's very easy for us to point the finger and start thinking about them or they, what other people are trying to do to you. I can tell you one thing, the only time that any weapon formed against you can prosper is when you align with the weapon. When you start believing it too, so much so that it slows you down from your progress, so much so that you won't continue to pursue what it is that you already know is yours. Proverbs 27 and 17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. What are we talking about here with breaking your glass ceiling? We're talking about your circle. sure as you come down this journey thus far, you know your thoughts have to shift. And you got to be willing to, without a shadow of a doubt, believe that you are not your circumstance. You are not your position right now. If you can't move past that one hurdle, the rest of this training can't help you. If what comes out of your mouth every single day is where you are versus where you're trying to go, if you can't see yourself in a better place and see it so vividly to where you can write it down, and then now you start saying something different, you'll start doing something different. Sometimes God takes me in places where his people are. You know, I'm sensitive in the spirit that sometimes I can feel people's pain, and sometimes it knocks me out. I can tell you myself as a leader, so often I always get reports of things that are, you know, not so great, or things, sometimes it is great, and people, you know, those burdens will come on you. And that's what too much is given, much is required. Man, I will never complain about that, because I know that God will not bring these things to me unless it was something I can bear. And I can tell you one thing is that many a times when challenges come across your table, it's for you to solve them. And so in that standpoint, I would start to ask and petition to God on the people's behalf, because many people don't know what to ask God. They don't know what to say. And then he'll take me through some days, and I can tell you the last, probably the last week, he took me down some path where I can see how people can get tripped up in their circumstance, tripped up in what other people think, tripped up in all those things. And then the Holy Spirit came in and said, this is what your people are fighting against each and every day. You have been delivered from it, but now you have to deliver other people. You have to help them and take them down the journey of how did you come out? How did you start kicking through those glass ceilings of people, because you were that person who, that young girl, taking two kids into two different prisons so that they can just know their father. That was the thing, the glass ceiling. The people feel that if you didn't come from a household that had two parents, then it was much harder for you to succeed. Taking people through that glass ceiling of, you know what, you're the girl. So just be a girl, which means sit down, take a whole bunch of crap, and don't speak up for what's right. Just be quiet. That's ladylike. That's ladylike to allow people to step all over you. That's ladylike. God showed me. People are dealing with that. People are dealing with thinking like, you know what? My past has made me so weak, I can't see the possibility of ever being strong enough to take other people with me. I can't even get up out of bed myself. And he took me to a place of rest on yesterday. And he woke me up early in the wee hours. Not only with the visions, he started showing me things and people. And then he started connecting all the dots. Started looking at your network. This is network marketing, family. Your network does determine your net worth. You need to take inventory right now. Your circle does count. The people hanging around you, the conversations that they have, it will become who you are. You're hanging around a bunch of folks who is trying to, you know, speak negativity, a bunch of folks who think that being rich is something evil, a bunch of folks who think that, you know, being at the top and they don't want you, oh, you're just helping those other people be rich. And you're like, obviously anybody who says that, they know nothing about network marketing. No one stops anyone from being wealthy in network marketing but themselves, but the quitters. The quitters stop themselves. How could you listen to anyone who hasn't had the success in where you're trying to have success? It's ridiculous. You can't take wisdom from people who've gone nowhere. ridiculous. But we do it all the time. Breaking this glass ceiling is you have to understand that the people you're around shape your thoughts. Because you might say, okay, today for 30 minutes I'm thinking I can. Then I go from I'm thinking I can that I know I can. And so where I know I can to where I get on the phone and start making my calls and my follow-up until I call the wrong person who I thought was my friend. I thought they were down for me, and they start saying things that take my spirit down. Did they know that I was already struggling to make this call? No, they didn't. But take inventory, even on the people that you want to invite to your business. The ones who you know, at least you get a precursor. Are those really people who you want to take to the top of them? Are those really people that their conversations enlighten you, uplift you, take you to the next level? Are those people multiplying for your love of God, people, success? Or do those conversations take you down another aisle? Folks, your glass ceiling has so much to do with who's sharpening you. Your glass ceiling has so much to do with who's sharpening you. Your glass ceiling has so much to do with who's sharpening you. Some of you guys don't think that you need your weekly meetings an opportunity where people are sharpening one another. You're thinking at the weekly meeting, I'm not going, I don't have a guest. You're thinking, I'm not going to that other training because I don't have any money. You have to be asking yourself, why don't I have guests and why don't I have money? Because you're not hanging out with the right crowd enough. You're not hanging out with the right crowd enough. You're not hanging out with people who are sharpening you. If you hang around with folks who got money long enough, you're going to have a hunger and thirst to have more money. If you hang around folks who said, nah, you say, oh, you going to the training? Nah, I won't be able to make this one. I got this going on. I got that going on. I got this going on. And I need you to listen to when they say they got three, four, five things going on. If anything they have going on, taking them to the top or taking you with them. You better listen keenly. Sometimes you're having conversations with people and they get all these bright ideas that's designed to keep you at the bottom. Hello? You can't even recognize it because you haven't gotten delivered from your glass ceiling yet. You got to be mindful who you're hanging around. What they talking about? What they doing? Some of the first things I talk to people about anytime I start coaching them, we got to do inventory. What's the support system looking like? Because every living thing needs the right environment for it to grow. Humans are no different. The thing is, it's so invisible to us and even to the greatest of scientists, but not to God. Is that after we get full grown, meaning in our body, we think that's the end of growth. We stop growing a little taller, what have you, and we're forgetting that the place that is consistently growing is our mind. And if we're not feeding it the right food, then some of us are killing ourselves. Iron sharpening iron. That's even the name of our training call for our team, Iron Sharpening Iron, because I know that's what builds big teams. We have some dull knives hanging around you. We're about to open up the call. You ready? You don't need an invitation. Good morning, good morning. We're opening up the call. Good morning to you. 760-1975. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Sherelle from California, and
good morning.
I am so excited to be with FES. I'm so excited that Tamika Richardson and Chris Richardson invited me in, And I was just listening to you. I listen to you every morning from the day that I got signed up, and I was on fire. I'm still on fire and just so excited about this business. I could see myself, and I was just listening to you this morning when you were talking about breaking the glass seal and being careful about who you surround yourself with. And I'm a salon owner, and I have a couple of stylists that I signed up under me as agents. And I was listening, and I was like, they have been so negative. And I've been telling them winners never quit, because they just keep talking the negativity. And I told them winners never quit and quitters never win. And you got to come on, come with me. I've given them your number. And I said, listen to her in the morning. She's amazing. And I'm just so excited just about SES. And I just wanted to get in the queue one good time, even though I'm a baby in it. But I could see myself growing. I see myself reaching the top. I always tell Tamika, I'm going to the mountaintop with this.
Yes, that is so powerful. And you know what? I want to commend you. Waking up early in the morning, it's probably still dark outside in California. I'm telling you, Tamika and Chris, they are amazing. We're going to be coming your way in early November. Toy Jones and I, your regional VP, and we're looking forward to meeting you. And I'm glad that you say, I can see myself growing. I'm going to tell you something. Moving past the thoughts, guys, is so important. But let me tell you what you need to do. You say, well, gosh, I'm hanging around all these people. They're so negative. I just can't seem to just pull myself out. Something about it has me stuck with them. Even though they're just so thinking, for some reason, those still the folks I want to sit down with and chop it up with. I don't know if y'all know what chop it up with is. But I want to tell you what you got to do first. What you have to do first to release yourself, remember, I'm unfettered, I'm unbound. Remember our affirmation from yesterday, and I want to give you another one, because you have to forgive. Like, you got to first forgive yourself, because some people won't let themselves off the hook for all the bad decisions that they think were bad decisions. They think that those things were regrets, but those regrets are learning lessons. Every upset is an opportunity for you to know the truth. Don't you want to know the truth? That's how you get free. So hold on to that. So I want to give you another affirmation for today. We're getting rid of these glass ceilings, and we're talking about people. If your circle counts, and how do you move out of that circle without feeling guilty, or even without now getting all hearty, thinking you all that? How do you move out of that circle without you now starting to act like you're better than them? That's what I used to do. Yeah, but when you used to do it, when you was in the middle of used to doing it, did you want somebody to help you? Let me show you how you can help some folks. You forgive them. Forgive yourself first, because it makes it easier to forgive others. Remember when you was in your used to. See, people get too grown for God. Remember when you was in your used to. See, I never forget when I was in my used to, and I'm looking at what God has done for me today, on why I can openly tell people, listen, I don't judge your journey. Sure, I have parameters, because I know things that either hurt or help, but I don't judge your journey. But the best thing you can do is forgive. But let me read something to you, super, super powerful, that's going to open up and help you shatter your glass ceiling. I now forgive and release everything and everybody of the past or present who needs forgiveness and release. I loose them and let them go. They are free, and I am free too. All things are cleared up between us now and forever. Anytime you start thinking about somebody that was a part of your glass ceiling, you say that, because God can't bless mess. Hello? I need you guys to hear this. God can't bless mess. Some people think, like, I'm better than the mess. No, you are the And so let's go ahead and let's forgive them. I now forgive and release everything and everybody of the past or present who needs forgiveness and release. I loose them and let them go. They are free. I am free too. All things are cleared up between us now and forever. People wonder, how do I still lead under certain circumstances? Because I have these tools. I have these weapons. My grandmother would always say, you can lose everything, but don't lose your mind, because when it leaves, it ain't coming back. You got to guard your mind. Your circle is not only your geographic circle. It's not only who are physically in proximity to you. It's about who you let into your mind space. See, folks, you're not waking up with the weapons. That's why you got to put on your full armor every day. I want you to say every day. Because let me tell you something. If your guard is down, the enemy or the enemy can take over. I need you to know you want to I now. See, now faith is what activates the hand. Now faith. I now forgive and release everything. You're too heavy. You're too heavy. You can't keep that glass ceiling open because you're too heavy. You can't even reach the glass ceiling yet. You're too heavy. You got to release it. I now forgive and release everything and everybody of the past or present who needs forgiveness and release. I loose them and let them go. They are free and I am free too. All things are cleared up between us. Now and forever. You can't cloud your mind with foolishness and think God wants to operate in prosperity. You got to be open to Him, especially once the Holy Spirit corrects you. Remember, He's supposed to comfort you, He directs you, He brings all word into remembrance, and He says, hey. I didn't call you to be the judge. Boot that stuff out your mind and keep it moving. I'll deal with that. I'll deal with this. Let's go on to the next caller. Good morning. Good morning. That's 803, last 47561. Let's talk about your circle. You ready to get that glass?
Good morning, Nicola.
Hey, good morning.
This is Nancy. Good morning. This is Nancy Johnson in Columbia, South Carolina.
My God, good morning, Miss Nancy.
Yes. And Nicola, as always, you're pouring it out. And iron sharpened iron, I tell you, that is something that we really have to watch. Even when we were kids, our parents would say, watch your friends. And I remember there were 12 of us, and it just seemed like the kids just gravitated to our home. And my mom would say, seldom visits make better friends. And now I have found that to be true. Sometimes you have to tighten that circle. You have to release some people. And you said it best. You have to release them so they can go and you can grow. And I am inspired by these calls in the morning. And I'm now letting those who call me early in the morning, I'm letting them know, call me after 8:30 or call me before 8 if it's really important, because I'm going to be on the call. And I just really appreciate everything that you're doing for us, because you don't have to do it.
Wow. Oh, my mercy. Let me tell you something. Every time Miss Nancy speaks, I grab some powerful nuggets. This is a woman of huge wisdom, you know, and even to think we have leaders on this line who are doing immense things in their industry. She's one of the top, one of the top real estate professionals in the Columbia, South Carolina area, and has been for many, many years. I have such a huge amount of respect for Ms. Nancy Johnson, and I'm telling you, you know, when you said these seldom visits make better friends, you know, I was just sharing with my husband. I said, you know, Robert, I get it. Sometimes even in leadership, you pay attention to even Jesus. He had the 12 disciples. I'm sure that there were other people who would have loved to be on that inner circle. And there were some people, there was a Judas, who literally opted himself out. Opted himself out. Ms. Nancy say, they can go and you can grow. Release them. Release them. I think someone posted and I had to do a repost and said that sometimes people who were meant to be temporary, you're trying to make them permanent. They were supposed to be in your life just for a season and you're trying to make them permanent. You're trying to bring them into lifetime set. But you got to forgive them. There's no bitterness in that. People never want to let go. That's why they can't grow. Sure, you wish they were different. Sure, you wish they weren't acting up. But that acting up is always a revelation to you. Sometimes you just got to step your game up. Sometimes that revelation is to you is that that's still something you're not delivered from. And one of the biggest things people are not delivered from are people. Keep it moving. Let's go one more. Call it this morning. Good morning. The 706, last 43907. Good morning. Good morning. Are you there? Okay, we got more people in the queue. We got to move on. Good morning. We have a 954, last 49951. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Nicola. This is Marquisha Smith out of Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Marquisha, how are you? I apologize. Good morning. Good morning.
No, that's okay. I'm good. You know, Ms. Nicola, I was sitting here listening to you, and I was saying to myself, but, you know, I don't have a whole lot of friends. You know, I hang out with my husband. I'm surrounded by my team here. So maybe this message isn't my message, right? And then you said something so profound. You said your circle isn't always who you hang around. Sometimes is what you put in your head, who you think about. And it was that moment that I was like, okay, press the button. It's time to talk to Nicola. And I'm just like, okay, that makes so much sense because, truth be told, I don't hang around a lot of people physically, but what I allow to get in my mind does really affect how I produce sometimes. Sometimes I get so stuck on, you know, things that people have said. Or the fact that I don't really necessarily care for the way that they feel about the company, or just even like, believe it or not, sometimes your leadership team, sometimes you don't always agree with them. And you know, I'm the one to be candid on this call, but sometimes you don't always agree with their thought process or their mindset or the way that they would like the business to go. And sometimes that gets so much to me that, you know, I kind of ponder on that for so long of a period of time that I find myself not really doing income-producing activities because I get so caught up in, you know, oh, my God, I don't know that I'm in the right place because I just don't think like these people. And that just becomes the thing for me. So when you said, you know, your circle is not necessarily who you hang around but what you think about or who you think about, that did it for me. And that's so true. I've been thinking this same week, believe it or not, about people. And it's just taken me to a place where it's hard for me to continue to do my job and worry about my business and produce. And so, again, as always, I'm really glad that I get a chance to be on your calls because without a doubt, God is using you.
Bless you so much, Marquisha. You know, I can tell you right here, and we're closing out the day, the time goes by so quickly when you're having fun. And I'm going to leave you with this, and this is so relative to our business. And Marquisha hit it on the head. Sometimes that's why you got to read like that, the books like 360 Degree Leader by John Maxwell, because people think that they have something to offer, and they don't believe that what they have is of value because they haven't gotten to the top yet. And I'm a leader that I always listen, because I remember that in my company, I started at the bottom like everyone else, and I was still the same person with aspirations and dreams and didn't know it all and couldn't figure it out. My first company in network marketing, we made our first $1 million. I didn't know anything about waist trainers or nutrition to the level that I did, but because of my hunger and thirst, I was able to do that. And the same thing, I began to have challenges with people that were in the circle or people who could have been in leadership. They're influential, but you have to understand, just because they're influential, that does not mean they have to have influence over you. That's why we have to know our word for ourselves, and then you will begin to understand of what it is that you should let occupy your space in your mind and then geographically. I need you guys to understand the same thing in network marketing. What happens is, even what we do, is we'll begin to focus on the people who won't instead of focusing on the people who will. That's in prospecting. That's in while you're building your team. The folks who are not working, that's who get all your time. That's who you're trying to convince. You're trying to convince them because you're still trying to convince yourself. You feel like you need folks to be with you in order for you to move ahead. That has nothing to do with them, everything to do with you. Guys, as we're breaking these glass ceilings, we got to deal with ourselves. We got to go to work on ourselves. Don't let up. That's why we say you got to get into your mind early in the morning before anybody else does. Nobody can shake me or break me from understanding that the will of God is for me to do big things and help other people do the same thing. Ain't nobody going to stop that, baby. The only person that can stop that is when he said, okay, baby, it's time for you to go on the ground. You done. When he said it's finished for me, then it's finished. Ain't nobody else can make that decision for me. You need to adopt that same thought process. He is the author and finisher of our faith. And he has no respect of person. Success is for you too. Never forget that. Bless you.